Hello and welcome to another episode of the Pinball Sessions podcast, the show that features live, off-the-floor, and pressure-free recordings from some of Canada and the world's best artists. My name is Rue and I will be your host as we focus on one artist today. Instead of our usual two-song, two-artist episodes, we have some great music from a Toronto-based snotty power pop man called Pink Wine. There's going to be a couple of tracks and also a conversation I had with Joel French, who is the lead singer of the band, just last week. So that's why this is going to be a Pink Wine-centric episode. We have some music, we have an interview that is only available here on the podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. Now again, this is a band out of Toronto, but they headed down to Guelph to record at Pinball Studios, and here's what happened. So just sit back, relax. I'll tell you more about the band after we listen to some music and a conversation here on the Pinball Sessions podcast.
Hey everybody, we're Pink Wine from Toronto, and we're here in Guelph, Ontario for Pinball Sessions, doing a rad little thing here. Hopefully you enjoy this. Mike McKeever's handsome.
Sort of wanted to start out and ask, because sort of looking online I find your music and stuff, but I'm just curious how like Pink Wine came together as a band.
Oh, okay. Well, the way Pink Wine came together as a band was a few summers back. I was in a band called the Get Nuns. Mm-hmm. And with actually Joey, who plays bass in Pink Wine now, played in that band as well, and Liam was in another band called Mother Teresa and the Miracles. He plays guitar in Pink Wine. Mm-hmm. He was in that band with Tyler, who was the first drummer of Pink Wine. And then so kind of both bands broke up, and we were like, well, let's just form a group with what's left in the city. So that's kind of how Pink Wine came about.
Cool. And was the sound kind of there with the other bands, or did the sound build once you guys came together to play?
I'd say the sound was kind of already a little there. Mother Teresa was a lot more how Pink Wine is musically, because Liam writes most of the songs. Like, everyone pitches in and writes here and there, but it's mostly Liam who brings the guitar work and the songs to the, like, the song structure. So it was already a little bit there, just like he's really chordy and like just the power pop kind of sound. He really likes old stuff like Undertones and Buzzcocks and that stuff. So it's like it was already kind of there, and then my vocals, I didn't want to sing like I did in Get Nuns, which was a lot more of like a growl kind of aggressive thing. So I tried to like just make it as snotty as I could, but I'm not a great singer, so it ended up just coming mostly out of my nose, and it worked.
That's interesting. And like this, the sound and the lyrics. Now, does he also write the lyrics?
No, most of the lyrics are me. He wrote a few of the lyrics from the first record just because they were songs he had already had for his previous band. And I liked his lyrics a lot because it pretty much touches on the stuff I'd like. It'd be hard to find which songs on the first record he wrote the lyrics for and which ones I did.
Interesting.
So it kind of, but for the most part, it's myself who writes the lyrics.
Okay, and did the lyrics, did they come out of the sound? Because I've noticed that the sound has kind of that almost a classic sound, feel to it. And there's some terminology in some of the songs, like Going Steady, which pops up at least twice. It's in Picking Scabs and, of course, in Ghost Eddie. And that's such like an old way to refer to like a relationship. Is that because of the sound of the music, or is that you? Is that coming from you?
Yeah, I don't think the music really had any influence on that. I think that would have happened regardless.
Because they fit really well.
Yeah, I'm not a super young guy, right? So, I can pick out of that old bucket of old sayings.
And so the songwriting process, you're saying that he pretty much he's kind of gets the ball rolling, I guess, and then the rest of
Yeah,
you bring something to it.
usually how it works is Liam will bring a riff, or he'll bring most of a song, and then if anything, I'll add lyrics to it, and then it might be like, okay, well, how about we cut that down half and add this to the end kind of stuff. So it's like he'll bring most of it, and then we kind of just pick and feed. And even Joey, the bass player, and Mike, the drummer now, like they're both really good at what they do. So they know when we should change a part because they have something they want to accent on the bass or they want
Cool.
to do on the drums. Like, so it's a real good crew of people who know how to put a song together. So there's no one who's just kind of like trying to blast through it.
Yeah, cool. And what are shows like? What are your live shows like?
Live shows are pretty energetic. Which is the way I like them, mostly. But yeah, we have a lot of fun. They're always sweaty shows. We have a good fan base, especially here in Toronto, and like we got a lot of pals in like Ottawa, Montreal, and surprisingly, where we were best received was out in Halifax Pop Explosion last year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the Halifax crew loved us, but that's I think because we've got our boys and Out of Control are out over there, so they take good care of us.
Cool. So I'm gonna ask a question about Pink Wine specifically here, and you've played pinball sessions.
Yes.
So what is the sort of feeling among the bandmates, especially you, about pinball in general as a game?
Pinball in general, we all loved it. When we went down for pinball sessions in Guelph, it was a dream come true. We love playing music and we love playing games, so it was
Nice.
amazing to see all those pinball machines. Anytime I see a pinball machine, I'll try my best to get on it and play it.
Cool. Now, if Pink Wine had a pinball machine, what would it look like? What would the art on the back look like? And what do you think the gameplay would be like? Would it be any special rules for the Pink Wine pinball machine?
Yeah, it'd have to be really frantic. It would have to be kind of like you start off with three balls and everything's just colliding together. And then it's going to have to be a lot of bright lights, a lot of high-pitched shrill noises. For the artwork, you know what? Let's just rip off the Kiss pinball machine artwork and just throw that on there. And then just throw Pink Wine written on top of it in like duct tape or something.
That's pretty awesome. Tell me a bit about People Put Out.
People Put Out is a collective that was formed. We threw our first show in February of this year. It's myself, Sarah, Vanessa, and Valerie, who are all involved in their own right, doing other things within the community. But we were kind of just, I called on them to see if they'd be down to get together and maybe work as an ensemble. One of the big parts is we were all kind of not really working with the same bands, but kind of doing the same thing as in regards to our aesthetic. We were. So it was like it was really a smarter way of getting together, being more involved with communities I hadn't known about before. And then not only that, but there's also kind of that safeguard if I want to put on a show but I can't be there. Now I've got three other people I can really, really trust to take charge and to be there for me.
Cool. That sounds like a really cool idea, because there seems to be a disconnect between bands and different sort of artists to sort of work with each other. So mm-hmm. do you find the collective kind of helps fix that?
Big time, big time. For the most part, like, we still kind of bring our own shows individually, which is like, oh, here's what I got. But then there'll always be like that third or fourth band you need.
Yeah.
And that's where it really comes in. It's like, hey, how about we try these guys out? They've never played together. Then you watch those bands at the shows, and those bands now become buds. And then next thing you know, like, those bands are touring together. It's kind of like the big idea is to just sort of bring everything a lot more together, which, speaking with a lot of the bands and a lot of the promoters in the city now, that's kind of just been happening organically, which is really weird. Like, mm-hmm. this year, especially in the end of last year, like, all the promoters have kind of just been really good for working together and like helping each other out. And there's no more stepping on each other,
cool.
Which is really awesome, because once we get the whole scene to be like, not the whole scene, even just the whole city to be like united like that, then it's just, the flow will be so much easier for everybody.
And do you find it helps expose you to more fans, having that connection with other artists?
Yeah, big time. Cool. Big time. You see people who I've got like a handful of people, because my old production company was called was called Mustache Rides. And like, I had a handful of people who would always come out to shows, like, no matter what. And so to see those people still coming out, but then there's new faces now that I'm seeing come into every show, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
Awesome. So then, just for fun, if people put out had a pinball machine as its collective, what do you think it would be like?
It'd be a lot more organized. Yeah, a lot more organized. And I wouldn't even be able to speak on what it would look like, because I'd have to run it by my three other
friends. That's a really good answer. So plug yourself here. Where can we find Pink Wine stuff, and where can we find out more about People Put Out?
Oh, okay. So both of us can be found on Facebook. For Facebook, it would just be I Like Pink Wine. And for People Put Out, it's just People Put Out. People Put Out are also on everything else at People Put Out. So we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on whatever other things there are that you can be on. And then for Pink Wine, we're a little bit more limited, but we do have a Bandcamp, which is ilikepinkwine.bandcamp.com. And for Pink Wine, we've got one of the tracks that we actually did for the pinball session is coming out on a 7-inch. That's going to be put out by a record label I help run, which is Art Drug out of Toronto. Mm-hmm. And it's a split 7-inch with our boys and I had a controller from the East Coast. So keep an eye out for that. It should be out by June.
Awesome. Thank you for chatting today.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely.
What are you waiting on to make this right? Let's forget about the way we fight. Because I just want to hold you close. Everybody knows how I'm so hopeless. I want to squeeze you in my arms so tight. I want to give you all my love tonight. Don't ever want to let you go. Everybody knows how I'm so hopeless. My heart, it's just a cage. It's just a cage. And now you can't get out. Oh, whoa, no, now you can't get out. Oh, whoa, no, now you can't get out. No, you can't get out. I want to show you what I do for you. Want you to know that what you feel is true. And I know that you can feel it too. Here's something to prove. I can't say I'm playing you, so won't you come and spend the night? Cause you've already got that hook. I know that this is more than just a little crime. Say you've already got me hooked. Hoping we can settle our differences forever. Never thought we'd ever play together again. And if I get too close, I'm never gonna let you go. My heart, it's just a cage. It's just a cage. Yeah, my heart, it's just a cage. It's just a cage. Yeah, yeah, now you can't get out. Oh, whoa, no, now you can't get out. Oh, whoa. the last forever unless you wanted to. And oh yeah, you're going bad, make the worst, you lost. Well, oh yeah, it makes me cry my teeth at night. Well, oh yeah, it's so bad. Well, oh yeah, it's so bad, it makes me cry my teeth at night.
And that was Joel French of Pink Wine, an in-your-face Toronto garage pop band. And they also have the members Joey on bass, Liam on guitar, and McKeever on drums. You can find out more at ilikepinkwine.wordpress.com, as well as ilikepinkwine.bandcamp.com to pick up the album. Or, of course, head over to pinballsessions.com and pick up their entire session there. Download it, enjoy it, love it. It's all there for you, and I've put all their other links into the show notes for this show. And that has been another episode of the Pinball Sessions podcast. We'll be back next week with some new music and some new sessions. And I don't know why I'm talking like this, but it's the end of the episode, so I guess it doesn't really matter. Thank you for listening. My name is Rue, and we'll see you next week.